Commissioners. This is the change of zone number 1942, final site plan and landscape plan.
This is a site plan and landscape plan for a residential plan community to consist of 254 dwellings, including approximately 168 multifamily apartments, 44 multifamily townhomes, 42 single-family lots, and proposed amenities to include clubhouse, pool, walking paths, and a top. The parcel was the subject of a previous change of zone applicant, change of zone number 1942, which was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, September 4th, 2021, from General Commercial District, that's C1, to and Commercial Residential District, that's CR1, and General Residential GR District, to a general residential planned community district, GRRPC, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 2797. The preliminary site plan for this proposal, which was reviewed under the previous name of Twin Cedar, was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, December 15th, 2022. The final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes, as well as all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 11, Parcel 42. Zoning is GRRPC, General Residential Plan Community District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions or concerns? Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the site plan and landscape plan for Sandy Shore Village, formerly known as Twin Cedars, which is change of zone 942.
Second motion.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve the final site plan and landscape plan for Sandy Shore, formerly known as Twin Cedars, change of zone number 1942 as final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right. Our next item is site plan number 2453, Consolidated Edison Development Incorporated conditional use number 2382, preliminary and final site plan.
This is a prelim final site plan for the construction of a solar facility and related site improvements. Conditional use number 2382 to allow for the site as a solar facility was approved by the Sussex County Council at their Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. Through ordinance number 981. The property is located on the south side of Kenwood, Sussex County Road 287, approximately 0.15 mile of Wilking Road, Sussex County Road 288. The applicant has provided details of the proposed financial security package for decommissioning for review by the commission. Subject to the commission's review of the applicant's financial security, the final site plan complies with the Sussex County Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural District. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 2, 18, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, and the plan is there eligible for final approval.
Just one question on that, because I know that the financial security package for decommissionings for the commission's is planning zoning staff. Have you all reviewed it, and are you good with the terms of the financial security?
That's correct. We've seen it. So the next step would be then to obtain it and secure it in writing. So.
Okay. Okay, just want to make sure we have that in the record, and you'll hear that from me on the next two applications as we have it clear. Thanks.
So it can be considered as the final as well without them having it?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Mr. Chair, with regards to S24-53, Validated Edison Development, Inc., conditional use number 2382, I make a motion to approve the preliminary and final site plan.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary and final site plan for site plan 24-53, Validated Edison Development, Incorporated. Conditional use number 2082. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Our next item is site plan 2454, Consolidated Edison Development Incorporated. Conditional use number 2383.
This is a preliminary final site plan for the construction of a solar facility and related improvements. Conditional use number 2380 to allow for the use of the site as a solar facility was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, December 5th, 2023, through ordinance 2980. The property is located on the southwest side of Woodland Fair Road, that's Sussex County Road 78. Approximately 135 feet northwest of Old Sailor Road, that's Sussex County Road 78A. The app has provided details of the proposed financial security package decommissioning for review by the commission. Subject to the commission's review of the applicant's proposed financial security, the final plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1, Cultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 232, Map 12, Parcel 4. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, and the plan is therefore eligible for final approval.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the final site plan for Site Plan 2454, Consolidated Edison Development, Inc., which is Conditional Use 2383.
I second the motion.
Before we vote, same question. Has staff reviewed the financial security and your side with the amounts and the form and substance?
Yes, sir. I can confirm that's the case.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
That's right.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary and final plan for Site Plan 2454, Consolidated Edison Development Rated, Conditional Use Number 2383. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Site Plan 24-52, Consolidated Edison Development Incorporated, Conditional Use Number 2081, Preliminary and Final Site Plan.
This is a preliminary final site plan for the construction of a solar facility and related site improvements. Conditional use 2381 to allow for the use of the site as a solar facility was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, February 6, 2024, through Ordinance 2980. The property is located on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, that's Route 9, approximately 0.46 miles east of the intersection of Harbison Road, that's Route 5, and Lewis Georgetown Highway. The applicant has provided details of the proposed financial security package for decommissioning for review by the commission. Subject to the commission's review of the applicant's proposed financial security, the final plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 235, Map 30, Parcels 58.06, 58.07, and 61. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, and the plan is therefore eligible for final approval. And in line with the last two items, this has been reviewed by staff, and it's ready to go at your leisure.
With the security, the financial security. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, with regards to S24-52, Consolidated Edison Development, Inc., conditional use number 2381, I make a motion to approve the preliminary and final site plan.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan. I'm sorry, the preliminary and final site plan for S24-52, Consolidated Edison Development, Incorporated, conditional use number 2381. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Site Plan 2308, Mulberry Knoll Store, Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the Mulberry Knoll Store on the lands of V&M LLC for the construction of a 5,915-square-foot convenience store, a 5,000-square-foot fueling station area, parking, and related improvements. The use was approved for the site via conditional use CU-2318, approved by Sussex County Council on Tuesday, May 17th, 2022, and conditional use 2518, approved by Sussex County Council on Tuesday, August 27th, 2024. The parcel is located on the southeast corner of the intersection of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and Mulberry Knoll Road, that's Sussex County Road 284, and is within the Henlopen TID. Per approval of CU-2518, the previously approved site plan has been revised to remove the structure containing the office use and expand the proposed convenience store from 5,000 square feet to 5,915 square feet. The previous plan with the office use was granted preliminary approval with final by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals on May 11th, 2023. Staff have submitted the revised preliminary site plan for review as the overall proposed site improvements have decreased from 14,840 square feet to 5,915 square feet as the office use structure has been removed and the commercial use has increased by 18%, with a portion of the proposed parking remaining within the front yard setback. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 108. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Any discussion on this one?
No.
None from me. Anybody have any questions before we go forward? All right. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant approval for the revised preliminary site plan for Site 23-08, Mulberry Knoll Store.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan, S23-08, Mulberry Knoll Store. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Was that final by staff?
Is that part of the motion?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
With final by staff.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We'll try that again.
Yeah, let's try it again.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant approval for the revised preliminary site plan for Site 23-08, Mulberry Knoll Store, with final by staff.
A second.
So moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Site Plan 23-08, Mulberry Knoll Store, as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Site Plan 24-63, Pentecostal La Iglesia Santa Antigua Milford, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 6,300 square foot church building, vehicle parking, 78 spaces, and other site improvements to be located off Johnson Road, Sussex County Road 207. The proposed church is one story with a 299 seat sanctuary. The proposed site complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 330, Map 16, Parcel 7. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of preliminary site plan S2463, Pentecostal La Iglesia Santa Antigua-Milford, subject final to all approvals, staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan S24-63, Pentecostal La Iglesia Santa Antigua Milford, as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Site Plan 24-49, Clarksville Commercial Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of 5,000 square foot and 4,675 square foot warehouse buildings and other site improvements. The properties are located on the south side of Atlantic Avenue, Route 26, approximately 300 feet east of Powell Farm Road, Sussex County Road 365. The preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code. Zoning is C3, Heavy Commercial District. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 191. And staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that the final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions or concerns?
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan for Site Plan 2449, Clarksville Commercial, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for Site Plan 24-49, Clarksville Commercial, as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of James and Cindy Pusey, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus residual lands. Proposed Lot 1 will consist of 2.4427 acres, more or less. Proposed Lot 2 will consist of 2.4743 acres, more or less. And the residual lands will consist of 5.3802 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the east side of Hollyville Road, Sussex County Road 305. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 27, Parcel 40.01. Zoning is Agricultural Residential District, AR1. Staff are awaiting agency approval. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of James and Cindy Pusey, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision plan off a 30-foot easement.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of James and Cindy Pusey, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Danny and Holly Humphreys, minor subdivision plan off of an existing 60-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands. Proposed Lot 1 will consist of 0.875 acre, more or less, and the residual lands will consist of 0.874 acre, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the south side of Beach Highway Route 16. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 430, Map 6, Parcel 47.15. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
And if we may, Mr. Chairman, with this one, because the building restriction line is shown within the easement and we don't allow building permanent building structures within that easement, I would suggest that any approval be contingent on that being amended in the final stamp plan.
Can I just interject? I believe on the plan they have stated that no building will be within the easement.
Perfect. As long as that's on the plan, then we're good, Mr. Chairman.
So we're good to go? All right. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to approve minor subdivision plan off of a 60-foot easement for the lands of Danny and Holly Humphreys. Final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of an existing 60-foot easement for lands of Danny and Holly Humphreys, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right.